only way he can get us into hell is by separating us from faith in Jesus Christ. Now, he does use our sins for that, but he's got plenty of, obviously, material to work with. So with every person, he's tempting them to sin. And then when he gets them to sin, what he now desires to do is where the Lord God would preach the gospel to us and comfort us, the devil would introduce by his demons the voice of the law, which says, you've been a disappointment to the Lord. You've failed. You've failed again and again and again. How could the Lord God love you now? So the battle, the way that God fights now against the demons for us, he preaches the gospel. He preaches it clearly so that we are to hear the gospel in our ears. But when God comes, he doesn't sort of speak quietly and softly into our heart, but he yells it into our ears so that we can hear where the devil is slithering the law. God is proclaiming loudly the gospel. Your sins are forgiven. Don't believe the devil. I love you. I have, in fact, forgiven you. You are baptized. The gospel is ringing out. This is the way that we fight the demons, is that we listen to the gospel.